It's Friday, May 28th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. In a May 26th meeting with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed the importance of human rights at a crucial time for religious freedom in the country. While reinforcing the partnership between Egypt and the U.S., the two agreed to constructively discuss the promotion and protection of human rights for all Egyptians, reports International Christian Concern. In its 2021 annual report, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom recommended that Egypt be placed on the State Department's special watch list for countries whose governments, quote, engage or tolerate severe violations of religious freedom, end quote. Attacks on Coptic Christians by sectarian mobs plague rural areas of Egypt, while the Egyptian government is incrementally increasing its crackdown on the religious freedom of Christians in the country. Egypt's blasphemy law is one of the world's most restrictive, and its implementation has resulted in some of the highest rates of blasphemy-related imprisonment and prosecutions in the world. While Secretary Blinken's meeting with President al-Sisi provides a glimmer of hope for human rights in Egypt, the country's failure to protect its religious minorities suggests that much work is left to be done. Though Egypt has done well in its diplomatic efforts to promote peace in the region, such as its recent mediation of a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza, the United States must not turn a blind eye towards minority Egyptians for the sake of appeasing the Egyptian government. Matthew 5, verse 44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Walker Wildman, a public policy analyst at the American Family Association, finds it sickening that the U.S. State Department is using America's embassies for anti-American political purposes. An internal cable reveals that Secretary of State Antony Blinken has authorized, but not required, that U.S. embassies around the world can fly Black Lives Matter flags and banners. According to foreignpolicy.com, the authorization is part of the administration's response to the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd that sparked mass rioting and violence in cities like Minneapolis. Wildman accuses Black Lives Matter of being a, quote, heavily Marxist, end quote, organization. He said, quote, "They've even admitted openly that they're trained Marxists. Their main goal is not equality or civil rights. Their main goal is destroying America as we know it through Marxism and through the taking down of the American Republic," end quote. Appearing on Fox News' America's Newsroom on Wednesday, Republican Senator Rand Paul reacted to Dr. Anthony Fauci, who defended U.S. financial collaboration with scientists in the Wuhan, China lab, reports RealClearPolitics.com. Because America partially funded the very Chinese lab in Wuhan, which many speculate is the source of COVID-19, Senator Paul insisted that a bipartisan commission be established to investigate.
I think the most important thing is that the investigation can't be done by the WHO or an international group, but it also can't be done by Americans who are involved with funding the lab. So Dr. Fauci and his handpicked person from EcoHealth, they can't investigate themselves because they gave the money to the lab. They have a conflict of interest and a desire to make sure nothing bad is discovered that could have occurred with NIH money. So they can't be the investigators either. And this is very important. I think Dr. Fauci should be made to testify under oath about the money that was given to the lab. And the good news is yesterday I passed an amendment on the Senate floor that says no more gain of function money can be sent to China. This is very important because this could happen again. I mean, they are experimenting with the SARS virus, which is 15 times more deadly than COVID-19. COVID-19 kills about 1%, but that's been 3 million people, more than 3 million people. If SARS got out of the lab, that could be 50 million people.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Arizona charged 214 individuals in April with, quote, illegal reentry, end quote, to the United States. These included 190 people who had already been convicted of non-immigration crimes inside the United States, reports CNSNews.com. These included 46 illegal aliens who had violent crime convictions, Two of these individuals had been convicted of homicide, 41 had been convicted of driving under the influence, and 103 had been convicted of drug crimes. There were also 13 who had been convicted of sex offenses, and 18 who had been convicted of domestic violence crimes. The Biden administration needs to apply Proverbs 21, verse 15, which says, "When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." The Worldview in 5 minutes has a special place in its heart for the elderly. God created each of us, including the elderly, in His image. Sadly, our culture has become increasingly hostile to the elderly. Too often, those in their twilight years no longer feel valued. Take a listen to my interview with children's author Kristen Harden, who wrote the book Miss Mary, A Tale of Old County Clare, which underscores not only the value of senior citizens, but on the importance of the body of Christ ministering to them in their need. You can hear the show at generations.org/radio. That's generations.org/radio. And finally, the Rush Limbaugh replacements are in, as Clay Travis and Buck Sexton will take over his 3-hour time slot, reports the Wall Street Journal. The duo will serve up similar right-wing fare, tackling news stories of the day, politics and current events, peppered with call-ins from listeners and humor. Premier Networks hopes the younger voices will bring something new to talk radio while also continuing on in Mr. Limbaugh's legacy. The program, slated to begin airing June 21st, will be called The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. It is expected to air around the country from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on hundreds of stations. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.